عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنام سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه الكرام بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده فجزاه الله عنا وعن الأمة خير الجزاء وأوفر الجزاء أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وإن خير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وإن شر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار All praises for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our creator, our master, the lord of the worlds and peace and blessings upon his prophets and messengers All the prophets and messengers of Allah, from Adam alayhi salam to the last and final prophet Muhammad salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi wa alayhi majma'in. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon all of them, upon their followers, upon their families, and upon us. May Allah include us and accept us among their followers. I bear witness that there is no God except Allah. And I bear witness that Muhammad salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi is last and final prophet and messenger. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Imran, زُيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ حُبُّ الشَّهَوَاتِ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ وَالْبَنِينَ وَالْقَنَاطِيرِ الْمُقَنْطَرَةِ مِنَ الذَّهَبِ وَالْفِضَّةِ وَالْخَيْلِ الْمُسَوَّمَةِ وَالْأَنْعَامِ وَالْحَرْثِ ذَلِكَ مَطَاعُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَاللَّهُ عِنْدَهُ حُسْنُ الْمَآبِ قل أنبئكم بخير من ذلكم للذين اتقوا عند ربهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها وأزواج مطهرة ورضوان من الله والله بصير بالعباد The meaning of these ayat It is made to look nice to people The love of passions. Women, children hoarded heaps of gold and silver, horses of mark, cattle, and well-tilled land. This is the enjoyment of the life of this world, but with Allah is the beautiful return. say, shall I inform you what is better than this? For the righteous, there shall be with them, with their Lord, gardens with rivers flowing beneath. They shall abide therein, and spouses of purity, and approval of Allah, and Allah sees His servants. The Quran says that there are things of this world, many things of this world that are, that look very nice, and the desire to have more and more. And this desire is in the human beings. So worldly things, material things look nice to people, and people want to have them. And Islam doesn't say it is bad to have them. Actually, there are two kinds of philosophies you find in the world. Some say that material things are bad, and in order to be a religious person, a devoted person, one should not have anything to do with the material. One should give up the material and live a life of a hermit, a life of a saint who has nothing to do with all these things. The other philosophy says that there is nothing beyond this world. This is the world. And you have the chance to be here and enjoy it to the maximum, as much as you can. Because there is nothing beyond this. And this is the life, and you should have fun and enjoy and forget about anything else. Islam teaches us a balanced view, a proper view. Islam says you have desires, and to have desire is human. Even animals have desires. But among the human beings, there are desires. And desires are actually your incentives. Desires make you work, move. They motivate you. But there are two kinds of desires. The desire, which desires that are good, that are beneficial here in this life and in the eternal life, and desires that are harmful, that will ruin, that will destroy you. And Islam guides to the way that you use your desires in the right way, so that you benefit here in this world and benefit in the hereafter. Because the life is a continuation. Life does not stop at death. There is life beyond death. And there is an eternal life. So one should have the desire so that you benefit here and benefit in the hereafter. رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. Our Lord, give us good in this life and good in the life to come, and save us from the punishment of the fire. Good desires come from Allah. Because the word زُيِّنَا is used, which is passive voice. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not say that this whatever looks good is from Allah or from Shaitan. And it could be both. If they are good desires and you want to do good things, it is from Allah. If it is a bad desires and they motivate you to do bad things, it is from Shaitan. Allah mentioned in the Quran, Shaitan said, وَلَأُضِلَّنَّهُمْ وَلَأُمَنِّيَنَّهُمْ وَلَأَمُرَنَّهُمْ. Allah said, I am going to mislead them. That I am going to mislead the human beings. And see, indeed I am going to do that. He said it in front of Allah. And I will put wishes and the desires in their minds. وَلَأُمَنِّيَنَّهُمْ وَلَأَمُرَنَّهُمْ. And I will command them. So that shaitan is doing. And Allah says, يَعِدُهُمْ وَيُمَنِّيهِمْ وَمَا يَعِدُهُمْ الشَّيْطَانُ إِلَّا غُرُورًا. So shaitan does that. Shaitan promises them, give them hopes, false hopes, and this is the amani, the desires, the hopes that shaitan gives to the people. They are nothing but deception, false hopes that he gives them. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that you are given a high status. You human beings are given a high position. In Surah Al-An'am, after mentioning all the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at the end, you have the ayah that says, وَهُوَ الَّذِي جَعَلَكُمْ خَلَائِفَ الْأَرْضِ وَرَفَعَ بَعْضَكُمْ فَوْقَ بَعْضٍ دَرَجَاتٍ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ فِي مَا أَتَاكُمْ إِنَّ رَبَّكَ سَرِيعُ الْعِقَابِ وَإِنَّهُ لَغَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. And it is He, Allah, who had made you the vicegerents on this earth. Khalaif, the plural of Khalifa. Allah has given you authority and power and things of this world. جَعَلَكُمْ خَلَائِفَ الْأَرْضِ وَرَفَعَ بَعْضَكُمْ فَوْقَ بَعْضٍ دَرَجَاتٍ. And some of you are higher than others to test you in whatever He has given you. And your Lord is swift in punishment, in retribution. And He is most forgiving, merciful. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the human beings possibilities that they can go up and up, can go high. And at the same time, they can go down and down. Asfala safilin, the lowest of the low, they can become. So if we use our desires, and our desires motivate us to do right things, good things, follow the way of the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala given in the Quran, follow the way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you can be raised high. And there is no limit how high it could be. You know, people say sky is the limit, but Muslims are even beyond the sky. That is akhirah, beyond that. And if somebody will not do that, then they will go asfal as-safilin. They will go to the lowest of the low. The nature of the world and the worldly desires is, if they are not used in the right manner, that they will intoxicate the people. They make them blind. They make them corrupt. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-A'raf, وَتْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ نَبَأَ الَّذِي آتَيْنَاهُ آيَاتِنَا فَانْسَلَخَ مِنْهَا فَأَتْبَعُهُ الشَّيْطَانُ فَكَانَ مِنَ الْغَاوِينَ. وَلَوْ شِئْنَا لَرَفَعْنَاهُ بِهَا وَلَكِنَّهُ أَخْلَدَ إِلَى الْأَرْضَ وَاتَّبَعَ هَوَاهُ فَمَثَلُهُ كَمَثَلِ الْكَلْبِ إِن تَحْمِلْ عَلَيْهِ يَلْهَثْ أَوْ تَتْرُكْهُ يَلْهَثْ ذَلِكَ مَثَلُ الْقَوْمِ الَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا فَاقْصُصِ الْقَصَصَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَذَكَّرُونَ. Tell them, وَاتْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ, O Prophet, tell them the news, the story of the one whom we give our ayat, our guidance, our message. And he cast it off. Insalakha minha. Insalakha means just like a snake takes off his skin completely. Allah gave him the message and he took it off. He shrugged it off. The message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not pay much attention. So shaitan pursued him. فَأَتْبَعْهُ الشَّيْطَانِ فَكَانَ مِنَ الْغَاوِينَ. And he became misled, went away from the right path. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we wanted to raise him up high, but he wanted to stay down. أَخْلَدَ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ. And Allah says, his example is like the example of a dog. Whether you burden him or you don't burden him, he still lulls out his tongue. And his saliva is dropping, slobbering with his saliva. If you give him, if you put him something, if you attack him, he lulls out his tongue. And if you don't, he still lulls out his tongue. The point is that they have, they are greedy, greedy. In dogs, it is the nature, the animal nature. So there is no condemnation of that, because the dog have their own nature. But if human beings come act that way, that always the tongue out, and slobbering and throwing the bad saliva? Of course, that's considered greedy. That person has anxiety, fear, all kind of things that he has. So that is not a good quality in the human beings. Human beings, as when they follow the right path, they will have contentment, they have satisfaction, they have inside peace. But if they don't have that, then it is like somebody taking the water from the ocean and it makes him thirsty and thirsty and thirsty. I want to have more and more and more. So the point is that how to rise up. You have the things of this world, but at the same time you go up and become better and better. And that is what the way of the Prophet is. That is the way of Islam is. That you have your desires, but then use the desire in the right way, in a balanced way. So you benefit, the other benefits, your family benefit, and the humanity benefit. Rasulullah mentioned that in a hadith. He says, اغتنم خمسا قبل خمس. Take advantage of five before five. In a beautiful way, Rasulullah emphasized that. That look, you have five things in your life. And these five things, you can take advantage of them. And this is everyone, all human beings can do that. Take advantage of. So take advantage of five before five. And Rasulullah said, Shababaka qabla haramik. Young, you have young, your youth, before you become old. If you pay attention to your youth, youth is the time and you can have energy, you can use that, learn. Use your time carefully. So you have your knowledge, your experience. And you keep, and then also your ibadah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To shababaka qabla haramik. In a very short time. The time will not be a very short time. You will see that your youth has gone. And you become old. And then after that you will not be able to do whatever you wanted to do. So اغتنم خمسا قبل خمس شبابك قبل هرمك صحتك قبل سقمك. And your health before you become sick, become ill. I mean شبابك قبل هرمك, your youth before you become old, that's natural. Whether you want it or you're not, you will become old. But your health suddenly can become sickness. If it is not taken care of in the proper way. So sahatak qabla suqmik. Wa ghinaka qabla faqrik. And your wealth, before you lose it, and you become pauper, become poor. Wa ghinaka qabla faqrik. Wa faragaka qabla shughlik. And you have free time. It's great, you have free time. Before you become preoccupied in worries and difficulties and problems that will come suddenly, and then your mind is preoccupied, and then you cannot think of anything. In one of the hadith, the Prophet said, "Oh, maradan mufsidan," then a sickness that spoil everything, spoil your plans, spoil your thinking. You don't know what to do. All the time thinking about medicine and this issue or that issue. Going to doctors and visiting the hospitals and all of these things. So faragaka qabla shughlik. Your free time, you don't have any worry, any difficulty, any problem before you become busy. Wa hayataka qabla mautik. And your life before your death. So Rasulullah said, these are the five things that every human being has that. Some of them come naturally, the changes, and some of them may come suddenly, without any announcement. So when you have those, then use them in the right way. And your desires that you have, your desires can come and you will achieve only if you use your time in the right way. You should follow the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this requires, of course, knowledge. This requires discipline. This requires patience. And this requires avoiding the sin. And there are so many ways of sin that are available today. You don't have to go anywhere. It could be in your own hand. That you can use your phone, mobile, and it can take you all the way, shaitan's way, available. Benefit, yes, you can benefit from it, but at the same time, it can spoil you, spoil your time, spoil your thinking, keep you away from the right path. So be aware of that. And also have the right company, good friends. كونوا مع الصادقين as Allah says. أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. Or you who believe, be mindful of Allah. And be with those who are truthful and honest and good. كونوا مع الصادقين. This ma'iyya, this company of the righteous will help you to follow the right way. And if you don't have that, very easily the companion can take from the right path to the wrong path. To choose who are your friends. Choose who are your friends. And follow the right way, always. كُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ. So I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us that we use our desires in the right way. The desires, if they are channeled, these desires can become good and good incentives. Good motivation. But if they are left on their own, then shaitan comes. And shaitan takes over. May Allah keep us on the right path and help us to do right things. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه الطيبين الطاهرين. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us on the right path and bless those who are not well in our community. Please remember in your dua Brother Rafi, Muhammad Rafi, Brother Haysam Bundakchi, Brother Bilal Dalati, Sister Rima Dalati, Sister Munara Begum, Brother Muhammad Haji Mansouri, Brother Muhammad Ainuddin, Brother Ejad Hussain, Kewal Ayub Kamal and Kewal families, Sister Maryamat Kamal, and Sister Rubina Beg, the wife of our brother Dr. Khalid Beg, who is undergoing heart surgery at this time in the hospital. Please make dua for all the people and especially for her, that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this surgery successful and recovery fast and complete, inshallah, soon. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless her and bless the families of all those people who are not well, and bless the people who are in difficulties. Allahumma shfihim ya Allah. Allahumma shfi anta shafi, la shafi illa anta shifa'an la yugadiru suqma. Allahumma shfi anta shafi, la shafi illa anta shifa'an la yugadiru suqma. Allahumma la shifa' illa shifa'uk, shifa'an la yugadiru suqma. Also make dua maghfira for brother Abdullah Kelkar, sister Anis Kirmani, and brother Adam Haji Gul Muhammad. May Allah bless them, give them place in Jannah, and give patience to their families. Allahumma aghfir lahum wa rahamhum wa afihim wa afu anhum. Allahumma akrim nuzulahum wa sam udkhalahum. Allahumma aghsil khatayahum bil ma'i wa salli wal barad. Allahumma naqqihim min al-zunubi wal khataya kama yanqqa thawb al-abyad min al-danas. Rabbana atina fi al-dunya hasana wa fi al-akhirati hasana wa qina adhaban nar. Ibadallah, rahmakum Allah. إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولذكر الله أكبر فأقيموا الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
لا إله إلا الله. استووا استقيموا فاعتدلوا. الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. ويطوف عليهم ولدان مخلدون إذا رأيتهم حسبتهم لؤلؤا منثورا وإذا رأيت ثم رأيت نعيما وملكا كبيرا عاليهم ثياب سندس خضر وإستبرق وحلوا أساور من فضة وسقاهم ربهم شرابا طهورا إن هذا كان لكم جزاء وكان سعيكم مشكورا. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله.